Now we're in the city of Bethlehem, at the door of the Church of the Nativity, where Christ was born. The gate has been walled up that enters into the church because of the horsemen that used to come, attack the place and sack the church. It's been walled up to where there's just a very narrow opening of about 3.5 feet where you enter into the Church of the Nativity. So now we enter in to the place where Christ was born. This is the place where Christ was born. To the world over, it's a mighty big place. Actually, physically, it's a small cave underneath the Church of the Nativity. Many other people are here today to see this place. Before me is the actual spot where Christ was born, undisputed to the ages. This place was found and confirmed that it was the place of the Nativity by Saint Helene, the mother of Constantine, the Emperor of Rome, in the fourth century. Just a few feet away from this place where Christ was born, where there is a Star of Bethlehem, is a manger where he was taken, wrapped in swaddling clothes, loose-fitting clothes, laid in the manger, where he was come and visited at this very spot by the three wise men from the east. One of the holiest of holy places. In the Christian tradition, the Holy Family had retreated here during the massacre of the Holy Innocents ordered by King Herod. And just as we left the Church of the Nativity a few minutes ago, we saw another cave where so many of the children that King Herod had killed under 2 years old were buried.